You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. The modern day Mr. Rogers.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Oh, it's another edition of Ace and Friends. Underway. I am Ace, the modern day Mr. Rogers. My friends Riggins and Tech B. Rob are here. My favorite thing of the day. I absolutely love this. Google released their look back at the month of August. Mm-hmm. And these are things that people were Googling. Top questions that people were Googling. So, number one, who is speaking at the DNC tonight? Okay, very important deal. I can totally understand that. Number two, what does monkeypox look like?
Yeah, monkeypox.
Monkeypox was a hot thing for a little while, okay? Number three, so you got the DNC and monkeypox. Number three, when does the Love Island reunion air?
Come on, it was important.
Number four, where can I watch the Love Island reunion?
That's right. How do I see this?
And number five, why is everyone saying demure?
Yeah, I know. That was a good highlight of August. Those were some of the benchmarks.
Yeah.
Demure.
But again, who's speaking at the DNC?
Because Taylor Swift was rumored to be there, yeah. So that's probably why people were asking.
Yeah. What does monkeypox look like? Yeah. Okay, that's important. And then everything else is like Love Island. Why is everybody saying demure?
Yeah. The internet. It's a perfect coming together of all different worlds.
That's my point, is that it brings all of our world together just in one nice, tidy little basket.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think Love Island was trending over the DNC that night when it was the season finale. Absolutely. I think that was actually beat out the DNC.
I would love to see from that particular night the numbers as far as people who watched Love Island and people who watched the DNC. Because there was a time, I'm old enough to remember that when those political conventions would happen, the world stopped.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but now there's so much coverage, 24/7, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I can easily see where, you know, millions more people watch Love Island than watch the political convention. Because nothing really happens at the political conventions now. It's not a thing anymore.
You get some celebrities, and you can be interested in both of those things. You don't have to be in one camp or the other. It just turns out that more people are probably into Love Island than they are. You get politics all the time.
I mean, there was interest in my house on both. Sure. My wife was very interested in Love Island. Not so much the DNC.
Not so much the DNC. Yeah, it's going to skew one way or the other.
So I found something that I think is pretty interesting because, you know, there are boomers, millennials, Gen X, Gen Z, but now there's Gen A.
Yeah.
And there's a Gen A quiz. How much do you know about the language Gen A is using? Because it's very different from everybody else. Coming up next.
This is Ace and Friends. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
If you ever miss a minute of the Ace and Friends show, you can always download the entire podcast. Anytime, day or night. Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you download podcasts, just search for Ace and Friends. So there's boomers, Gen X, millennials, Gen Z, and now there's Gen Alpha.
They're coming.
Yeah. Gen Alpha, which is what, like 13-year-olds now?
I think so. It's like 8 to 20, maybe.
So there is a really funny commercial that's out by an electronics store in the UK. Have you heard this, Regan? It's going viral. This electronics store, it's called Currys. They're trying to attract more young people. So here's what
they do. The Brat Summer at Currys, my guys. Our offers hit different AF. This microwave ate and left no crumbs. If you've got the guap, a pizza oven is peak flex. These are giving me life. No gas in. Need a new phone? I'd bet. Say less. This one's bussin' skibbity toilet riz. This-
so it's this middle, it's a middle-aged English guy that reads the commercial using Gen Alpha language. Kind of a combo of Gen Z and Gen Alpha language to attract people. So there is a quiz online that goes that accompanied this. Somebody put this up to tell you all about the language that Gen Alpha is using.
Okay.
And so we'll go through some of these and we will see how many of them you know what they are. So again, this is the Generation Alpha quiz. Your skills, your quiz skills are looking skibbity. Does that mean they're impressive, bad, awkward, or a joke?
Ooh, good question. Yeah, I know. I hear you hear skibbity toilet all. I guess that's bad. I'll say bad. No.
All of the above.
What? It's good and bad?
Yeah, it's actually pronounced, I know, it's pronounced skippity. Even though it's spelled S-K-I-B-I-D-I, it's pronounced skippity as if there's a P in it. Okay. It has no inherent meaning. It can be used as a wacky adjective to mean cool, bad, or dumb, depending on the context.
Oh, okay.
I hate it here.
All right. Your middle schooler describes his friend as Sigma. That means he thinks his friend is weak, weird, a geek, or an alpha male.
Weak.
Okay.
I'll say alpha male.
Alpha male is correct. So Sigma means alpha male.
Sigma.
Right, I got more. We'll get to some more of these next. It's kind of.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Trying to get everybody caught up on Gen Alpha and the language that they use. If we started this because there's a... an electronics store in England that's gone viral. It's called Currys. And they had a middle-aged guy do the entire commercial in Gen Alpha speak as a way to attract young people to come to their electronics store. And I think the people who actually love it are more Gen X, millennials, you know, Gen Z as opposed to Gen Alpha. But so we have this is the Gen A. And then these are like people who are teens now.
Yeah, young people, really young
people. Really young people who have developed, you know, their own language. Your friend is described as a Rizzler. Your friend is described as a Rizzler. That means he's someone who is always late, likes to steal, is flirty, or is loud.
Flirty.
Yeah, I'll agree with that one.
Flirty is correct. A Rizzler is flirty. Your favorite snack has just been phantom taxed. F-A-N-U-M. Phantom taxed. What does that mean? It was stolen, it was affected by inflation, it was dipped in chocolate, it was dropped on the floor.
Phantom, I wouldn't even know.
I'll go with the second one.
Affected by inflation?
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably not right.
That is incorrect. Phantom taxed means it was stolen.
Phantom. What does that mean?
It means you didn't know who did it. Phantoms.
Oh, Phantom.
No, Phantom. F-A-N-U-M. You're saying they
I think it might be a derivative of.
A Phantom. Yeah, okay. A TikToker claims that Chris Evans mogged, M-O-G-G-E-D, mogged Chris Pine in a red carpet photo. What do they mean? Do they mean Evans looked taller than Pine? Evans looked better than Pine? Evans looked worse than Pine? Or Evans dressed with less pizzazz than Pine? Mogged.
Less pizzazz.
Less pizzazz?
I'll say looked better than
look, him. Correct. Mogged means he looked better than.
Mogged.
So if you and I were somewhere, Riggins, and you were dressed nice to me, you would be like, Riggins mogged Ace on that.
Clearly. Picture. Mogged him.
Okay. Last thing. Quickly. A friend describes your outfit as, quote, so Ohio, end quote. This is a Gen Alpha quiz. So Ohio, does that mean it's cringe, stylish, vintage, or expensive?
It's got to be cringe, right?
Yeah, I would imagine.
It's cringe.
Yeah. Nobody's saying good things about Ohio. Yeah,
they're just a whole generation suddenly dumping on Ohio.
Ohio, ugh. That's funny.
That's just hard. I mean, every generation has their own language.
Yeah.
It seems to be getting harder and harder and harder. But I get older and older and older.
Yeah, so
it's on me.
And they stay the same age.
That's right, Rob. Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
So in a post-COVID era, it seems returning to the office has become a big thing now. It's taken a few years, but more and more companies are focusing on, okay, we're getting back into the office now. There is a segment of the Ace and Friends family that is probably about to lose it over this girl's feelings about return to the office and why we're really doing it.
Love that we all still pretend that return to office is anything more than executive men just trying to get away from their families. Like, if they actually liked their real lives, none of us would be in the office anymore. It would be over. But here we are, back to the office.
She's probably right for a lot of people, or for a lot of businesses.
Or maybe they just think, hey, we do better work when we're all working in the office.
Yeah, maybe.
There's a possibility that more work gets done, and I get so frustrated with this person.
You know what? She has a stupid laugh.
Do we need to make fun of her?
Yeah.
Maybe. But no, she's not wrong, though. There are guys that, like, just don't, and I get it. Like, you got a bad family life, you don't want to go home, so you'd rather be at work. That's probably true for some businesses.
And also, for a lot of people, it's more difficult working from home. They can't focus at home.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine, I've told this story before. He had an opportunity to move his office with his company to move his office into his home, and he did. And he said it was so hard to focus because his wife, when she wasn't at work, because she worked different shifts, she was a nurse, she was always popping out, hey, you want to run? He's like, no, I'm working. So he ended up putting up doors to the room where he was.
You have to have like a physical barrier.
He had to put up a physical barrier. And the rule was, when these doors are closed, I'm at work. Please do not bother me unless it's an emergency.
Yeah.
Just like you would if I weren't here. And eventually he just moved back into the office.
My dad built a shed in our backyard so he could work from home.
Yeah.
And we never see my dad all day. And I go, what does he do to use the bathroom? Like, he doesn't come in all day. And finally I asked him, he goes, oh, I just pee behind the shed. And that was like, I went, you pee in our backyard all day? He's like, yeah, there's a pile of leaves out there. I just go pee in the yard. I go, you're kidding. I couldn't believe it. I mean, he'd go a couple steps into the woods behind the shed, and he'd just pee out there. I remember thinking, like, what are you, a caveman? I mean, come in the house.
This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and Friends.
Okay, this has to be discussed. Something just came up off the air. Riggins was pointing out, hey, has anybody seen the new McFlurry packaging? So they're going to repackage the McFlurry.
Yeah.
And we got into a discussion of the McDonald's McFlurry. I enjoy a McFlurry.
It's good.
It's not a Blizzard, which was my point. A Blizzard from Dairy Queen is better than a McFlurry, in my opinion. Sonic's got a really good, you know, what
ice cream dessert.
I forgot what it's called. Do you know what it's called, Rob, at Sonic?
Blast?
Sonic Blast. I think that's right. Those are my favorite, like, go-to desserts. Wendy's Frosty is good, but because it doesn't have, you know, it doesn't have M&Ms in it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's not as good.
Yeah.
That's my go-to kind of type. And then Rob blurts out, I like that pie from Burger King.
That's right. I forgot about that.
What? You're going to put the pie from Burger King on the level of a Sonic Blast or a McFlurry or a Dairy Queen Blizzard?
Clearly, y'all ain't had the Hershey Sunday pie from Burger King.
I swear to God, I didn't even know they had pie. I had no idea.
I had to think, like, Burger King has pie? First off, there's not a Burger King near me. I haven't been to one in forever. Really? It used to be, growing up, it was the closest thing to my house. We went to Burger King all the time. But, and I had to think, like, they have a pie? And yeah, and it comes in a triangular, mm-hmm. It's like a triangular cut piece of pie that comes in a box. You pull that tab and it splits it into two pieces. So there's a top that unfolds. Mm-hmm. That's down the side of the box. And what is it, Rob? A Hershey's
Sunday pie,
which is probably delicious.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
It's a Hershey's Sunday pie, but you're telling me the Hershey's Sunday pie that comes in a plastic in a triangular cardboard box is as good as the Dairy Queen Blizzard?
Hey,
or even a Wendy's Frosty.
Oh, it's better than the Frosty for sure. I don't know if it's better than a Blizzard, but it's up there.
And you got to use a fork with it.
Oh yeah,
I'm not using silverware at Burger King. I guess I'm just not.
You got to use a plastic fork because you know metal forks change the taste.
Yeah. What? Metal forks change the taste?
Mm-hmm. Metal forks can change the taste of most foods.
So do you eat all your desserts with a plastic fork?
I prefer to use a plastic utensil over any other kind of a utensil.
Yeah, no matter what you're eating?
No, exactly.
Yeah, you are hot trash. That's what that means.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Is it a girl thing? Is it an age thing? I need to have information from people. Because Riggins, to be fair, Riggins found this TikTok. And I think it's spectacular. This girl sitting in her car talking to the camera about something she saw online.
I saw a video last night of a 26-year-old man, and he still lives with his parents, and he threw up, and he was wondering if he should go tell his mom. He just felt like he needed to. One, duh. Two, I could be several time zones away from my mother, and she's the first person that's going to know that I threw up. I yak in the toilet. Immediately, I'm picking up my phone. Mom, I just threw up. I'm 28. It never stops.
Yeah, it does. Okay.
That is crazy to me.
The 26-year-old guy, at least you're in the house. And you feel like you should tell somebody in the house that you threw up?
Yeah.
But I still wouldn't. I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I've ever called my mom just to tell her I'm sick.
Oh, well, I've definitely done that.
Once I moved out of the house, I didn't call my mom and go, hey, mom, you know. I mean, my mom died 2 years ago, but before that, I 25 years or so, I hadn't lived in the same town as my mom.
Yeah.
So like 27 years, I believe. It's like, I've never called her to go, oh, I just threw up.
Yeah, actually, I was pretty harsh. I was like, I would never do that, but I actually do. I don't throw up and call her, but when I get sick, I call her.
You that said last, when you were so sick last week, you called her several times.
I want the world to know I'm not feeling well. Might as well tweet it. Everybody, I'm not feeling good. Yeah, so I was a little judgmental, but yeah, I kind of do that too.
Oh. Are you disappointed in yourself now?
Not really.
Rob, when you get sick, do you reach out to your mom to let her know you're sick?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so.
The only time I would is if I was supposed to go see her and it would interfere with me going to see her.
Like, hey, I can't come see you. I'm sick. Yeah.
That's the only time I'm going to tell my mom I'm sick.
I agree with that. So we can do a little piece of little baby.
Well, at least I can call my mom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, and I guess you could call your dad, too. That sucks, doesn't it, Rick?
I could drop his dad pass away and come here.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
There is good news. You may be more attractive than you think you are.
I'm pretty. I kind of know how where I'm. I don't have any.
Oh, you think you're pretty good looking?
No.
Oh, you're pretty self-aware of attractive.
I'm pretty self-aware of I stand.
Okay, hang on a second. We'll get into that in a minute. Let me give you the statistic I saw, though.
Okay.
If you're average looking, that means 16 out of every 100, they did a survey. If you're average looking, 16 out of every 100 people will find you really attractive. And one or two of those 100 will think you're one of the best looking people they've ever seen. Now, those are pretty good odds.
Two out of 100?
Two out of 100 will think you're one of the best looking people that they've ever seen.
There's no way that's true.
I don't believe that.
That's based on this survey.
Now, people will find you attractive, and that I understand, and that's fine. But the best looking person they've ever seen?
Yeah. 16 out of 20.
God, who are you?
16 out of 100 people on average will find you to be very attractive.
So if you line up 100 people in this room, 16 of them are going to go, he's a good-looking guy.
And that's fine. I think that, that makes
and
sense.
And two of them are going to think, like, this is one of the best-looking people I've ever seen in my life.
No, that's stupid.
Where do you think you fit? Scale of 1 to 10. Rob, what are you?
Oh, probably about a 5 or a 6.
Okay. Riggins?
I would have said 4 or 5.
Okay.
For me? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, for Rob. What would you give Rob?
I don't know about that rating, bud.
No, I'd go 4 or 5.
For yourself?
Yeah.
You're better looking than a 4 or 5.
If I lost weight, I'd probably, that would take me up like a point, a solid point. But right now, yeah, I'm like a 4.
Oh, Ace, you didn't say that. I could go up from 5 or 6.
Well, we were focusing on Riggins at the moment. I just was focused on.
It's not
on
about you this time.
Yeah, I'm just focused on what the discussion that was happening in the moment right there. Yeah, I was at about a 6.
You, for who?
For me.
Oh, okay.
I'm probably for my age, I'm probably about a 6.
I think for your age, you're way higher than a 6.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
For your age.
What do you mean? It's got to be for your age.
Like, no, it doesn't.
I don't think you would do these for your age. I think you would just do them on a generic scale.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought you kind of did it for the age of, well, I was going to say for the age of people you would be, you know, most attracted to or dating or whatever, but that's not.
You got a wide range going on.
Yeah, okay. That's sorry. I didn't give that any thought before I said it. Yes. Yeah. My 24-year age gap marriage just blows that out of the water, doesn't it? Yeah, I'm probably between 5 and 6. You know.
Hmm. I think most people would probably consider themselves to be there.
I think a few years ago I would have thought I was better looking. The best I've ever looked in my life was probably when I met Amanda. You know, and then by 2017, 2018, that was probably the best I ever looked in my life.
Oh, and then she brought you down afterwards?
Let's just take a break, right? Huh?
This is Ace and Friends. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and Friends.
What you're about to hear is diabolical. And I think most people go, I knew it. I knew they did this. This is a police officer. He's a sheriff's deputy sitting in his car talking to his camera on TikTok.
Want to hear about some of my favorite things to do? This is going to f*** you off. This is so much fun. So, wait, and it's early in the morning or late at night. Oh, these are my favorite. When you're driving and you're coming at me and you know, we pass each other like such, I like to hit my brakes. Yeah, especially early in the morning when you're running late to work, you're speeding, you know you're speeding, I caught you speeding. I just like to hit my brakes. Get the blood flowing, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about. Really, I'm helping you out, if you think about it. Getting your blood flowing, getting you ready for work.
That's not the only thing that he does. So he intentionally taps his brakes because he knows that when you passed him, you looked in the rearview mirror to see what he's doing. Everybody does.
100%. I would freak out.
That moment of like, oh, wait, never mind. He's still going.
And it's helping you out because that will encourage you to slow down. Is that his logic?
It's helping you out because it gets like that fright that it gives you, gets your blood pumping.
Okay.
Wait, that's not all
he does. I just like to hit my brakes.
Wait, here he talks about this a little bit.
Scare you a little. Also, when I'm sitting and I'm running speed traffic, and I gotta go somewhere else, if I wanna go to the gas station or grab a snacky or something, I'll wait. I'll wait till you come by. I don't care how far you're back. If you're 2 miles back, I'm waiting on you. And then as soon as you pass me, I'm gonna pull out. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah.
That is, again, diabolical is the best word I can think of.
I don't like this at all.
So he waits for you, and is like, you know, he's got plenty of room to pull out. Then as soon as you pass by, suddenly he just pulls out behind you and you're like, oh my God. And then nothing happens.
Let me decide when I need to get my blood flowing. You don't need to take that on as your mantle. Like I'm helping you.
It will get your blood pumping. Remember when we outran the cops, Riggins?
No, I don't.
The two y'all outran the cops?
No. What are you talking about? Huh? What?
No.
It's never.
No.
This is Ace and Friends.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Of us on the show, I think Rob has the most collections. Rob has collections like Funko Pops and action figures and that kind of thing. Do you have any collections, Riggins?
Not that I can think of.
At my mom's house, there is a pencil collection that was given to me by my great-grandma. They started collecting pencils.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would go, years you would go places and get different pencils. And I don't know who started, but it was like a family thing they started. For when I was younger, I would add to it, pencils kind of became, you didn't use them anymore, but it's still there. It's in a couple of two big cigar boxes. But this is a rather unusual collection that we found on TikTok.
Show me your weird collections. I know you have one, especially if you have ADHD or a touch of the tism like I do. This is my collection, grocery lists. Okay, I have to find them. Best place, grocery store parking lots. A lot of times they already clean them out of the buggies. Sometimes I find them blowing across the grocery store floor, but most of these came from parking lots. You can tell this one is a little bit crunched. This one has been run over about 700 times, but it's okay. All grocery lists are created equal in my heart. These are my babies. This one, I like to look at the handwriting. What are they buying? What is the season? Where was it found, right? Is this an old man with two broken arms who can hardly see? Possibly. This is probably a school teacher. A school teacher wrote this one, right? A lot of these are written on St. Jude research things that you get free in the mail. That's pretty cool. Okay. I found one in German once.
Okay, so I was like, this is stupid. And then the more she showed them, because it goes on for like another 2 or 3 minutes of her short, I'm like, oh, it's kind of interesting to see.
She builds like a little backstory for each of the lists.
And they're in like these, almost like a Trapper Keeper file kind of thing. And they're all, each one or a couple of them together are put into little, those sleeves. Protective sleeves.
Oh my gosh.
And there are hundreds of them. I don't know that I've ever seen one person's grocery list laying around.
Never. Yeah, just like rolling through the parking lot or in the grocery store. Never. And she picks it up and takes it home.
It's crazy.
What an odd collection.
I just don't understand what she gets out of this.
She just finds it fascinating, different things people buy. Handwriting. What are they written on? Like she said, what's the season? Oh, that's interesting. I found these that are rough in the same season. They were purchasing this item.
Yeah.
Just something about it is like an insight into people's lives that their grocery list gives her, and she just can build a little story around it.
Like, oh, this person's making a cake today. Yeah. Like they got all the things. I wonder if it's somebody's birthday.
Some kind of weird way to build this story.
Yeah.
She's a serial killer for sure.
I'd never heard of that before. I'd never heard of a grocery list collection.
Never.
And I'm telling you, it sounds dumb. And then when you start watching it, I found myself like, well, that is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm not going to do it, but I'm interested in her interested in it for whatever reason.
This is Ace and Friends. Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and Friends.
Do y'all like confessions? When people share like secret things anonymously online.
There's a
website that has, it has a whole section. It's a Twitter feed actually that it has just people confess things. And obviously they're either lying or they start a fake account so they can post on there. But some of these are pretty good. Like this woman said, I got married last month and it's probably the biggest mistake of my life. He's lovely and kind, but I'm not in love with him. I think I got swept up in the wedding planning.
Well, that can happen.
Now, that also could be, you know, once the wedding planning is over and everything, you come back down to earth and realize, okay, so now you settle into life, and that's way different than the wedding planning and all that huge buildup and everything.
And fun and excitement.
And it kind of gives you, it kind of skews your perception of what marriage is going to be, because all you think about is marriage is going to be about the wedding. And then it just kind of settles back in. You're like, well, wait, this is not what I wanted. You know, that kind of thing. So a lot of it is just getting used to that. This guy said, I'm a keyboardist with my church's praise band and frequently play the bass line. Some years ago, there was a song in our rotation whose bass line matched that of Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing. And in fact, I would make a point of dropping in Marvin Gaye at least once during the song. That's not that bad.
No,
is that better? You're in church, though. Like, you're playing Sexual Healing in the Lord's house.
I've seen stuff on TikTok where people just drop any kind of song into their worship music at church. It's wild.
In the gym, a woman's weight rolled onto my phone. The screen was badly cracked, and she apologized profusely. She kindly transferred money to help cover the cost of repairs. It actually didn't touch my phone. My phone screen was already cracked, so I spent that money at the bar.
Ooh.
No.
That's not nice. Not okay. Is that stealing?
I don't think it's stealing.
Yeah, you didn't know because she gave it to you willingly.
It's still sinister.
So it's not stealing, but it's wrong.
To me, it probably depends on it if he was like, oh my God, what have you done?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My wife is a beauty therapist. These are confessions. My wife is a beauty therapist. Whenever she offers me a manicure, I say I don't like them. Truth is, I love them. But she trims the nail on my nose picking finger too short, which leads to unsatisfactory picking until it's grown long enough again.
Now, baby, I done told you.
Keep that to yourself.
Don't even post that one anonymously.
Keep that to yourself.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. The ACTJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the ACTJ family stream on the ACTJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
This is Ace and Friends.
I love this woman we found on TikTok who has a message for all new moms.
Y'all, please don't be mad at me when I say this because I say it with love. When them newborn babies come out, you got to let the face load. You know what I'm saying? I know we're excited. I know you're excited to be a first-time mom. Me personally, I'm 13 years in. You know, mine came out looking like a red balloon. Cutest red balloon you ever did see. They all come out looking like this. They all come out looking like that, y'all. I've been in a sack, a water sack, in your stomach for 9 months, mom. You know what I'm saying? These don't even really work for real. We have to let the baby face load. Give it a week. Love them down.
That is so true.
I am one of those people that thinks, I think every little baby is cute.
Yeah.
Every little baby is gorgeous. And my wife is quick to say, no, they're not. Yeah.
I've never met a baby I thought was gorgeous. They all are ugly and wrinkled and gross.
Ew. You're right out of the womb.
You're lying.
I am not.
Even a baby that's had time to load, like she says.
So you went to see your nieces and nephews at the hospital when they were born, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you go to the hospital and they take you down to see the baby, or the baby's already in the room and you come in and you didn't see them and think, this is beautiful.
Not at all. Not even close.
No, I get that. Right in the hospital, they're not pretty. That's what, you know, you got to give them a week.
I'm thinking you got to give them like 3 years.
You've seen a 3-year-old that thinks cute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But up till then? Nah.
I think all little babies are just beautiful when they're born. I mean, they might have a couple of rough features, but they're still beautiful.
You would.
I would.
I don't know what that means.
I totally would. I am that person. But yeah, my wife is like, they're not all cute when they're born. Because when Dax was born, she was like, he's beautiful. And I said, he really is beautiful. She goes, and you know, I would tell you if he wasn't. And I was like, that would be horrible if you said that.
Don't do that.
Please don't tell me.
This is Ace and Friends. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Okay. End of the Ace and Friends show today. Riggins, what is your favorite thing from today's edition of Ace and Friends?
Learning about all the new Gen Alpha slang.
The Gen Alpha quiz?
Yeah, that's. I like learning that stuff.
I didn't know that. Was it Skibbity?
Yeah, I hate that.
It's pronounced Skippity. Because it's spelled with a B.
Yeah.
A B and a D, but it's pronounced with a P and a T.
With a P and a T.
Yeah, that makes absolutely no sense.
That's stupid.
No sense. Rob, Teddy Rob, favorite thing from today's Ace and Friends show?
Oh, I really enjoyed when we all agreed that we're all fives or sixes. we're just so humble around here.
Yeah.
Who do you think is, in actuality, Rob, the least humble when it comes to their looks?
To their looks?
Yeah. Like, who do you think really, maybe secretly thinks they look better than they let on for this particular piece of radio bittage?
I think it's you.
Really? See, I would think it's Riggins.
I mean, you like taking pictures in hot tubs and just pictures with your wife all the time. I mean, come on.
I see where you could get that perception. But a lot of that is not really my doing. You know,
okay.
She's like, we should post a picture of this, that kind of thing. She suggests a lot of the pictures that are taken.
And you go, oh, hell yeah.
Sometimes I don't want the argument. Never mind. See you tomorrow.
This is Ace and Friends.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.